catching up on world events with CNN 10, your objective explanation of news. My name is Carl Azus. U.S. President Joe Biden traveled to New Jersey on Tuesday to have a look at the damage caused by Hurricane Ida. The president had visited Louisiana late last week. The storm made landfall in Louisiana on August 29th. It was a powerful Category 4 hurricane at the time, and Hurricane Ida has been blamed for at least 22 deaths in that state and neighboring Mississippi, along with extensive damage and widespread power outages in the region. In the days that followed its landfall, what was left of the storm carried tremendous amounts of rain inland, eventually reaching the U.S. Northeast. In states from Virginia to Connecticut, Ida has been cited as a factor in at least 50 deaths. Many of those lives were lost when homes flooded or when people's cars got trapped in floodwaters. In New Jersey, President Biden pushed for Congress to pass new legislation in response to the storm.
For decades, scientists have warned of extreme weather would be more extreme, and climate change was here, and we're living through it now. We don't have any more time.
But critics have said the president and his supporters are trying to take advantage of severe weather to promote policies that would harm the country. Hurricane Ida is not the strongest storm ever to strike the U.S., but it is one of the three strongest to hit Louisiana, and as people there assess the damage to their homes, some are grappling with a tough decision about whether to stay and rebuild or look to live somewhere else.
The piles lining the road of Somerset Street in Laplace, Louisiana, are growing higher. Without power, in sweltering heat, Louisianans are clearing their homes from Hurricane Ida. The Smith family are going through the house of their mother, Cheryl Rogers Smith, who died during Hurricane Ida. Down the block, the Bolden family is mopping up the remnants of the home they've lived in for 21 years.
I might need some of this stuff. I'm going to let it dry a little bit.
So, you look, still water in there. You know, you still got water in there.
This is the second time they're gutting their home after a hurricane. 9 years ago, Hurricane Isaac also ravaged this neighborhood.
But we just trying to get everything out before the mold set in. Because once the mold set in, it's a total loss. This is my sunroom.
Eldora and Willie Bolden are now hoping to fix and sell this house.
Okay, and this is our master bedroom.
Their plan is to build another, more stormproof home nearby. But for their daughter, another home in Louisiana isn't the answer.
I want my parents to leave Louisiana. Being a young adult, and my sister as well, is like, when people ask us, like, do you want to have children, and leave them where? Leave them to what? Like, this? I want to leave my children to this?
Here's some of our travel. Yeah.
Whee!
Thanks.
Yeah. And, like, all the current pictures were lost in Isaac. I don't know if they're going to make it through this one. We may have to take pictures of what we can, and then we may have to just, because if they're that rank, I don't know which one of us would really want that.
Daddy said he doesn't.
Despite all they've lost, the Smith family aren't considering leaving Louisiana.
Every place has something. You're not going to be tragedy disaster free. You're going to have earthquakes and wildfires and tornado season, and it's what it is. You just have to pick where you love, where you feel loved, and where you feel like family, and then that's it.
From New Orleans,
it's home.
From 10-second trivia. Which of these car companies was founded first? Toyota, Ford, Volkswagen, or Fiat? Italian car maker Fiat was formed in 1899, making it the oldest company on this list. For car makers, this is not how things were supposed to happen. Toyota, the world's largest vehicle manufacturer, just reduced its production by 40% in Japan. General Motors says it's stopping production at most of its plants in North America. Volkswagen is considering shutdowns. All this is related to a global shortage in semiconductors, computer chips that run different car systems from touchscreens to automatic transmissions to airbags. If manufacturers can't get these chips, and there are supply problems around the world, they either have to sell cars with fewer features or stop production entirely until they can get more chips. A recent international increase in COVID cases has only made things more complicated.
It's so easy to take them for granted. The tiny silicon-based semiconductors that fuel our modern lives, our smartphones, our laptops, and our cars. Now, the average car has between 50 to 150 chips that are used to monitor important engine and safety systems, along with GPS navigation or driver assistance when you try to parallel park. But when the pandemic hammered auto sales last year, top chip makers shifted capacity away from car makers to gadget makers, resulting in a critical shortage of car chips that's been called Chipageddon.
1 million cars could actually be lost in the coming months. So that's quite a lot. If you take the average value of a car, which might be, say, what, $20,000, $30,000 maybe dollars, it would actually lead to about 20 to 30 billions in lost revenue.
There is a growing list of automakers cutting production because of the chip crunch. In Japan, you have Subaru, Toyota, Honda, and Nissan. And in the U.S., Ford and GM. Now, in a statement, GM says this, quote, despite our mitigation efforts, the semiconductor shortage will impact GM production in 2021. We're currently assessing the overall impact, but our focus is to keep producing our most in-demand products. As the chip crunch disrupts production, analysts say it may delay a global recovery in the auto sector. U.S. senators are urging the White House to take action. In a letter sent earlier this month, 15 U.S. senators from auto-producing states warned that the shortage threatens our post-pandemic economic recovery. It's also a diplomatic issue. To resolve the shortage, the U.S. is working with Taiwan, home of TSMC, the world's largest contract chip maker. The Taiwan chip giant says the auto chip shortage is its top priority, saying this, quote, TSMC is currently expediting these critical automotive products through our wafer fabs. While our capacity is fully utilized with demand from every sector, TSMC is reallocating our wafer capacity to support the worldwide automotive industry, unquote. As Taiwan pledges help, a warning from the other chip-making giant in Asia, Samsung Electronics, says the auto chip shortage could hit smartphones.
Australia Titan was as long as a basketball court and as tall as a B double. This is an enormous animal. It's Australia's largest dinosaur species. Australia Titan means Southern Titan, and Cooperensis means from the Cooper Creek of Queensland in southwest Queensland, and this is where this gigantic dinosaur was discovered. The study took a long time to actually come together because each dinosaur bone can weigh hundreds of kilos. But we used digital scanning technology to actually create three-dimensional models of each of these bones. So I could take thousands of kilos of dinosaur bones in my 7-kilo laptop. Our study looked at dinosaurs from not just Australia, but across the world. We compared Australotitan's bones to all of these gigantic sauropods, and it's in the top 10 to 15 largest in the world.
On the list of stunts that have little margin for error, flying a plane through a tunnel is probably near the top. The pilot who recently did this in Turkey said it had never been done before. We can't verify that, but Guinness World Records did issue the award of longest tunnel flown through with an airplane, the distance being more than a mile. This would normally carry a don't try this at home disclaimer, but most people don't have a race plane, a pilot's license, a tunnel, a film crew, and a year to make preparations. So many copycats would be grounded. Oh, sure, they may make a flap about that, but it's plain to see that the props you'd need exceed what's free to take off at speed and land a record for flying solo through a tube that is so low. Orono is where we go to say hello, where they use our show. Orono High School is in Orono, Maine. Thank you for your request on our YouTube channel. That is the only place we look for the schools we mention. I'm Coral Azus for CNN.